You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thanks so much, Randy. As always, just great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail. It's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultants there are standing by at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Again, the number to dial to get your questions answered live on air today, 888-ASK-HANK. Before we go to your calls, want to mention an article in the Christian Research Journal. If you have not yet subscribed, you can do so in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. The article was titled, "Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up?" It was written by Dr. David Wood, and it dubs ISIS authentic Islam. Why? Well, because ISIS is consistently executing the precepts and the principles of the Quran. Consider, for example, Surah chapter 5. The punishment, says the Quran, of those who wage war against Allah and His apostle and strive to make mischief in the land is only this, that they should be murdered, crucified, their hands and their feet should be cut off in opposite sides, or they should be imprisoned. This shall be as a disgrace for them in the world, and in the hereafter they shall have a grievous chastisement. The brutality of ISIS, including beheadings and crucifixions, are a stark reminder of the life and teachings of Muhammad as reflected in the Quran. And as noted in the Christian Research Journal, a careful examination of Islam's most trusted sources shows that the actions of the Islamic State are exactly what we would expect from a group that strives for complete obedience to Allah's commands. A lot of people, when they talk about ISIS, fail to recognize that that is an acronym, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Sometimes it's called ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, Levant being a French word that means rising. So the idea is a geographical, undefined region that includes Egypt, Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Iraq. So not just Syria and Iraq, but a far greater landmass. The Islamic State, which is the terrorist group's preferred name, signifies their aspiration to create a caliphate across national borders. So on the one hand, the Islamic State is convinced that their Quranic destiny is to control all of Egypt, all of Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Iraq. On the other, consider the fact that Zionists, including Christian Zionists, believe that the same lands belong to Israel. As John Hagee recently put it, the royal land grant that God, the original owner, gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their seed forever includes the following territory, and look at the parallels here, which is presently occupied by Israel, in other words, the West Bank, but also Lebanon, half of Syria, two-thirds of Jordan, all of Iraq, and the northern portion of Saudi Arabia. Talk about a prescription for disaster. But as I've written in many places, just as race is of no consequence in Christ, so too real estate should not be a primary consideration. In fact, when the disciples asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus reoriented their thinking from a restored Jewish state to a kingdom that knows no borders or boundaries. Remember what he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And that's why we can say with certainty that Abraham was anything but a Zionist. Like Isaac and Jacob, he viewed living in the promised land in the same way that a stranger would view living in a foreign country. Because as the writer of Hebrews makes plain, he was looking forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Abraham looked beyond binding borders and boundaries to a day in which the meek would inherit the earth. And I think the same should be true for all of us. Again, the article in the Christian Research Journal, it's titled, "Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up?" If you're not subscribing to the Christian Research Journal, you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone lines. First up is Jamie, listening in Cotton Valley, Louisiana, Bot Radio. Hi, Jamie.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine. My question is, I was wondering, like if a person was in a cult, could that cause them to have a mental illness?
Well, you know, I was just talking about the Christian Research Journal, and in a previous edition, I actually talk about the characteristics of cults. And what I do is I use the acronym CULTS to make it memorable, the C standing for the fact that cults are counterfeits. Just as there are counterfeit dollar bills, so a cult looks sort of like the real thing, but is a counterfeit of the real thing. They have unbiblical revelations, the U. They use linguistic subversion, which is to say they use our language, they pour their meanings into the words. Then they have theological perversions. In other words, from a theological perspective, they compromise, confuse, or outright contradict the essentials of the historic Christian faith. So the C-U-L-T. The S, however, is relevant to the question you're asking. It stands for sociological deviance. Because from a sociological perspective, a cult is a religious or a semi-religious sect whose followers are controlled in virtually every dimension of their lives. And therefore, they display a displaced loyalty for the guru and the group, and they're galvanized together through physical and or psychological manipulation tactics. And that can cause severe problems in terms of mental competence. And so you find people that are consistently in cults, particularly sociologically deviant cults, that do things that are beyond comprehension. I was in Taiwan not all that long ago, and I was doing a symposium on the Almighty God cult and talking about the fact that they are sociologically deviant. And a couple of months later, they murdered a woman in a restaurant in the south, I believe, of China. And so, yes, it can, in fact, be a cause of mental illness to be deeply immersed in cultic involvement.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Hank.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Jim. Jim is listening in Omaha, Nebraska. He's also listening on Bot Radio. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, local radio program, Bible study, indicated that they believe that Mark 16:16 you have to believe and be baptized indicated you needed baptism for salvation. I believe that's not true. Two things I've heard that are related to that, where one person indicated that that was cultural, where the baptism was required for people to believe you were serious. Another person said that they thought it had to do with the saving faith, the believing was the only thing required, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit was something that followed automatically.
Sure. Yeah, I think here's the basic answer to that question. First of all, I would note that Mark 16:16 is not found in the most authentic, reliable manuscripts. But having said that, I think it's important to recognize that biblically, baptism is not the means by which you are saved. Rather, it is the means by which you are set apart. But nonetheless, it is crucial to see that both are inextricably woven together, because when you are, in fact, saved, when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, the first act of obedience is baptism, because what you are now doing is a couple of things. First, you are demonstrating that you have been buried to your old life by going under the waters of baptism, and then raised to newness of life by coming up through the waters of baptism, very much as Paul talks about in Romans chapter 6. But you're also saying that I am now visibly identifying with the body of Christ. I'm taking up my cross. I'm daily following him. Something else I think is significant, and that is with baptism, grace is imparted to the life of the believer so that they can live not by might nor by power, but rather by his Spirit, by an energy that is uncreated. So that they don't have to strive with their own energy. They can strive with all his energy, which so powerfully works in them. So baptism is axiomatic. So in one sense, it's inextricably woven together with salvation, because apart from it, you simply cannot live the overcoming Christian life. And this was particularly true, and you related this to a time and place early on in the Christian church, particularly true in that context, because many people who identified visibly with Jesus Christ and the community of faith were then hauled off to hippodromes and they were tortured and killed. And so baptism was a means by which they were able to withstand the tyrant's brandished steel, the lion's gory mane, the fires of 1,000 deaths.
Okay. Just so I'm clear, for instance, a deathbed conversion where you said, yes, I believe, I've renounced, repented and accepted Jesus, you would not be required to be baptized if moments later you pass.
Well, right, and there's a good reason for that, because baptism is a means by which grace is imparted to the soul of the believer so you can live the authentic Christian life. If you're on your deathbed, you're already going to transition into another realm.
Okay, thanks for answering that.
You got it. My pleasure. I want to mention that I'm going to be speaking at the 20th Anniversary Apologetics Conference. That's taking place in South Valley Community Church in Gilroy, California. It's 30 miles south of San Jose, and I think you can smell it from south, from San Francisco, San Jose. It's a garlic capital of the world. You can join me on Sunday, August 16th at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. as I talk about the very subject that I brought up in my monologue at the beginning of the broadcast, the issue of Muslims. In other words, what you must know about this subject. We're talking about the fastest growing religion in the world. And as I listen to secular and Christian television and radio, it's become increasingly apparent that we have little comprehension of what Islam entails. So the subject, Muslims, What You Must Know, all of that taking place August 16th at 9 a.m., 11 a.m. in California, 30 miles south of San Jose. If you're anywhere in the area, love to see you. Again, you can call the Christian Research Institute. You can check out the details on the web at equip.org. We'll be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions. Do remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And if you become a CRI support team member, you can do all of that on the web at equip.org. I'd be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate on the web. Again, equip.org/donate. Be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions, so please don't touch that dial.
A dolphin's echolocation system, or biosonar, permits it to detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think this ability arose from blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the dolphin's biosonar and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after the break. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film by Alestra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recently, Time magazine noted a number of prominent evangelical churches and leaders who have reversed their positions on homosexuality. Time concluded that, quote, "change is coming to one of the last redoubts of opposition to gay marriage in America," end quote. Is modern evangelicalism on the cusp of embracing a God-ordained civil rights movement or a grotesque error masquerading as reformation? Other topics include
Putting Race in Biblical Perspective, Two Views on Human Origins, How Christianity Led to the Rise of Modern Science, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a new film in Alustra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Now, back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. There's really no way that I can fully describe Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. There's just no words to be able to adequately let you know what you will have in your hands when you get this DVD. It is absolutely spectacular. For those who have already seen DVDs by Alustra Media, you might have some sense of it. What I say in the endorsement on the front cover of the DVD is this is a worthy sequel to Metamorphosis in Flight. It provides an awe-inspiring, an uplifting, a powerful apologetics tool for revealing the Creator's purpose and design, a purpose and design that pervades life on our planet. You watch it without preaching, you will know that there is a God. You will see the fingerprint of God in the design of that which is underwater, things that we so often miss. There's a beautiful world down there. And again, like Flight and Metamorphosis, you will see the finger of God. Available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Sherry. She's listening in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, K-A-R-I. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Hank. I'm glad I could get through to you. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, yes.
I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your program, and I thank you for your program. And the only way I can support you is that I have a 2-year subscription to the magazine, to the journal, and I really enjoy that.
Wonderful.
I don't know how to start this conversation. My sister, she committed suicide a few days ago, about a week ago, and I'm really having a hard time dealing with it. She did leave a suicide note on her cell phone for one of her for her daughter to find. And she was a Christian. She pretty much didn't want any family members around her at all. She didn't want her daughter to tell any of us, her siblings, where she lived, or that she even had a phone. She did have some problems, and we wanted to get her help, but she just wouldn't talk to us. And I think one of the problems I'm having is that we never had a chance to talk beforehand because we had an argument or whatever you want to call it about 8 months prior. So I hadn't talked to her since last October, November. And I tried so hard to talk with her. And she wouldn't talk with me. And I'm not sleeping. I don't want to go to bed. And all I do is think of her, think about her. And my doctor says that it's all part of the grieving process. But I think about her and things she was saying about, you know, heaven, stuff like that prior to her dying that I hear about from her daughter, about the afterlife.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know.
Sherry, let me pray for you. Lord, I lift Sherry before your throne of grace. I pray, Lord, that you would give her peace in the midst of this storm. Oh, Lord Jesus, be the balm of Gilead in her life. Lord, we thank you that we don't struggle like the rest of the world that has no hope. We know that Jesus died and rose again, and so we know that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. And we know that according to the Lord's own word. So, Father, I pray that you will give peace and comfort so that Sherry does not grieve like the rest of those who have no hope. And, Lord, I pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sherry, let me just say a couple of things. You know, words are inadequate for these kinds of moments, and I don't want to be gratuitous with my words, but let me say this, that you have expressed the fact that you sought reconciliation, and that is all that we can do. If you have a difficult circumstance with someone else, with your sister in this case, and you seek reconciliation, that's what you were required to do. Forgiveness is always a two-way street. It requires someone wanting to forgive and someone willing to be forgiven. And when those two aspects are in play, then reconciliation can take place. So you haven't had an opportunity for that kind of reconciliation in this life. My prayer would be that you will have that opportunity for reconciliation in the life that is to come. Remember that no single act is unforgivable. What the unforgivable sin is, a willful, continuous, ongoing resistance to the grace and glory of God that could be ours. So we don't know ultimately what your sister's state is. What we know is if she was a believer and perhaps in a state of mind that is not normal, that she did something that can still be forgiven by God's grace and mercy. Now, having said that, I want to say for the rest of the audience, just to make sure that no one misunderstands, no Christian should ever consider in a right state of mind taking their life, because the prerogative of life and death is not ours. It belongs to our Lord, and we should never take that prerogative upon ourselves. Not only that, but suicide, denotatively, is the murder of oneself. So just to be clear about that. But the fact that she committed suicide, she may have been in a state of mind that is not consistent with what she would do normally. So certainly that does not preclude her from being with the Lord, nor does it preclude the possibility that you can be reconciled if she is with the Lord. Of course, you will be reconciled in eternity, and that is ultimately the hope. In terms of the grieving process, yes, it's something natural. It will continue to go on. Christianity does not give us a silver bullet with respect to this. What it does is it gives us the hope ultimately of resurrection and then, in this case, reconciliation in the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So that's what you have to cling to. The fact that Christ rose, that your sister will rise and that you will rise and that there is a new heaven and a new earth that awaits us. In the meantime, what you want to do is recognize that as difficult as this circumstance is, the Bible makes plain that even this circumstance can be used for God's good, for His glory, and for His purposes, because the Bible tells us in that famous Romans 8 passage that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and those who are called according to the purposes of the Lord. And I think that certainly includes you. So you do have a purpose in life. You can, in fact, in some way, bring beauty out of the ashes. Maybe God is preparing you even today to be a help to someone else in Vancouver, British Columbia, or somewhere else around the world through what you are going through. So God has a purpose in it, and He carries you in the midst of this travail like a shepherd would carry a bleeding lamb. And so, Sherry, my prayers go with you, and I know that a lot of people listening in will be praying for you as well.
Yeah, I so appreciate that. And the other thing was that, you know, she was talking, like towards the end, she was talking about, you know, through her daughter, and her daughter would tell me about the afterlife.
Mm.
You know, and I know you have a book about the afterlife.
I do.
Would it be possible for you to send that to me?
I would be delighted to do that as my gift to you, Sherry. All you do is just hang on, and I will personalize it for you and send a copy out to you immediately.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to thank you so much for your program, because I listened to it and I learned so much from you, Hank. And I just thank God for you all the time.
Mm. Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you again for your broadcast and for you and your family, and I just bet you have a wonderful family.
Thank you, Sherry. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in, and that book will be out to you immediately, and again, your life, the lives of your loved ones, I am absolutely certain will be held up in prayer by many people across the world having heard, listening to our conversation.
Thank you.
You got it. We're coming to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions. I've written about suicide in my book, The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition. We've also published articles on the subject. It is an incredible a plague in current civilization, in a society of stressed out people. Suicide is not just a secular problem, as we've just heard. It's not relegated to any particular segment of society. According to the Centers for Disease Control, suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people ages 15 to 24. And as the incidence of suicide continues to skyrocket, of course, I've been asked about this question over and over again and written about this in various places. As I said, in the journal, in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, and in my book, Afterlife. All of these resources available on the web. You can find them at equip.org. Again, we'll be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the new film by Illustra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Over the past year, American news has been dominated by one story after another of a black man being fatally injured in a confrontation with police. Allegations of racism have followed each case, accompanied by discussions, debates, demonstrations, and disturbances with an intensity unseen since the 1960s. What kind of healing can Christian faith bring to this national divide? Other topics include assessing the church's change of heart about homosexuality. Is it immoral to believe in God? Two views on human origins, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. A dolphin's biosonar permits it to distinguish the difference between a golf ball and a ping pong ball based solely on its density. In fact, dolphins can see inside things. What's more, a dolphin can detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think a dolphin's echolocation system simply arose from purposeless processes rooted in blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. For millions of people today, science has become the sole authoritative arbiter of truth. Yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that relentlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. One source that clears up interpretive distortions of the scientific facts about Earth's underwater realm is Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. This DVD demonstrates how underwater life, including dolphins, whales, and sea turtles, reflects the highest level of purpose and design. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Now here's more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host,
Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And Living Water is compatible with an article in the Christian Research Journal, the current journal, How Christianity Led to the Rise of Modern Science. Although neither ancient Greek pagans nor medieval Christians intended to produce objective studies of nature, the metaphysical assumptions of Christianity, unlike the assumptions of the Greeks, turns out to be extremely conducive to uncovering true knowledge about nature. And it was therefore Christians who laid the foundations for modern science. Again, the article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. By the way, we also have the newsletter. It is a magazine free of charge, or a newsletter free of charge. You can check it out on the web. Again, equip.org. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Derek. He's listening in Nashville, Tennessee on Bot Radio. Hi, Derek.
How you doing, Mr. Hank?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. I just want to tell you that I love the kingdom work that you're doing.
Thank you.
For our Lord and Savior. My question is, why doesn't we, as Americans, use the sacred name of Jesus and God today, which is Yahweh and Yahshua?
Yeah, well, you have to understand that Yeshua, actually, the Hebrew is not even the correct Hebrew word. It's a contraction. It's kind of like my name. I go by Hank. My technical name is Hendrick. In the same sense, Yehoshua would be the technical way. Yeshua would be the contraction of the Hebrew. And what you see is that even in the New Testament authors have taken the liberty to translate Yehoshua into the Greek as Iesus. And of course, we in America, we have English translations, and we have translated Iesus into the English, Jesus. I speak Dutch, so we would have a different pronunciation in Dutch for Jesus. And so in every language, it is pronounced differently, but the real issue is not the pronunciation. The real issue is the meaning poured into the word. So the meaning is critical. I mean, this is true, by the way, in a lot of different circumstances. Allah. Coptic Christians can use the word Allah. When they talk about Allah, they're talking about one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. In other words, they have the Trinitarian notion of Allah poured into the word. If a Muslim, an Arab Muslim, uses the word Allah, they have a different meaning. They mean that God is one God, but certainly there's no Trinitarian notion in Islam. In fact, the very notion that God would have a son, or the Son of God, which they caricature, is for them an unforgivable sin. It's called the unforgivable sin of shirk. So again, it's not the word that you use, or the translation, or the language that you're speaking, but the meaning that is poured into the words. Moreover, no one knows how to pronounce the word Yahweh. This is the tetragrammaton, the unspeakable four letters. So the pronunciations are just a function of adding vowels to the consonants, and so they can be varied in terms of pronunciation. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Abram listening in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Abram.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I'm just wondering about the divorce and remarriage.
Yeah, well, this is talked about by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And what he says, in essence, is that if you are in a marriage and you are a believer and the other party wants a divorce, you can't stop that person from divorce, but if that person is willing to stay in the relationship, you must not get a divorce. So if someone leaves, you're not bound in that circumstance, according to the Apostle Paul, but if they're willing to stay in that relationship. Again, he makes plain that you cannot get a divorce. The issue of marriage is a salient issue for all believers because it is parabolic. It is a picture of Christ and the church. And so the marriage has transcendent value that goes far beyond just the psychophysical pleasure. It goes far beyond the production of children. It goes to the very heart of a parable that is being told over and over again of the commitment that Christ has to the church and therefore the church has to Christ. And therefore we have to treat one another in a marriage relationship in that same way. Therefore, God hates divorce, according to Scripture. But again, if someone who is an unbeliever leaves, you're not bound in that circumstance, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. The other thing I might mention is that we did an article in the Christian Research Journal on that subject. It's titled Biblical Grounds for Divorce and Remarriage. It's well worth a read. You can find it on the web at equip.org.
But me and my wife, we were both born again Christians. But recently, my wife lost her way and is committing adultery on me.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are exceptions given in Scripture for adultery, but those exceptions are not to be seized upon. The greatest good that the Scripture always points to is forgiven. Forgiven means that we have been forgiven an inestimable debt. And if we have been forgiven a debt that is incomprehensible, we should not refuse to afford forgiveness to someone else. So even if there is adultery, we as Christians must have the capacity, if there is genuine forgiveness, to forgive and reconcile. Now, if someone continues on in that kind of a lifestyle in a wanton fashion, then there are grounds for divorce. And again, that's pointed out in the article titled Biblical Grounds for Divorce and Remarriage.
Yeah, because she hasn't sought for reconciliation at all. And she did this once or a couple months ago, and now she's doing it again. She's visiting dating websites and...
Yeah.
And I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, are you...
My pastor says there's divorce is not an option.
Well, he may be wrong about that. I do think that you want to read the article in the Christian Research Journal, because if there is unrepentant, ongoing behavior in this direction, then it may rise to the level of being permissible in terms of divorce. And again, this is pointed out in the article, but I would not relegate this to an electronic voice on radio as much as I would to a healthy, well-balanced church where you can get counsel and where you have support, where you can get wisdom from a multitude of godly counselors.
Okay.
The article, again, is on the web. You can find it at equip.org. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Kenneth. He's listening in Nashville, Tennessee, Bot Radio. Hi, Kenneth.
Hello. How you doing, Hank?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Listen, I've been listening to your broadcast for years, and I just want to thank you that you have inspired me, and I'm always a person to thirst for knowledge. I've always been like that since I'm a kid, and I get that from you, and I just want to thank you for that.
It's my privilege. Thank you.
The question I want to ask you is, I got a relative that's just a diehard Catholic, and the problem, not really the problem, but the thing that I don't understand about all of it is that he says that the Catholic Church is the church, meaning that this church has the authority over all churches, and his argument is that we got so many different churches that we have no unity in what we teach, and that you know, and when you go to a Catholic church, all Catholic churches are teaching the same thing. And I just want you to just elaborate on that for me a little bit, if you can. And
sure.
I really don't know, you know, if that's a question or not, but
yeah.
I just really want you to just elaborate on that for me, please.
Sure. If you look at sort of a large view of Christianity, for the first 1,000 years, there was only one church. And then in 1054, there was the great schism between the East and the West. And then 500 years later, there was another schism in the West between the Roman Catholic Church and the Reformers. They're therefore separated sisters and brothers in the West. We didn't have the same kind of a schism in the Eastern Church, but there is that separation that's taken place in the West, and so what he's saying is essentially true. Now you have a continuing fragmentation that takes place within the West, within Protestantism, and that's what he's referring to. What I've said about Roman Catholicism is that it is a true church, but it has significant error. And for me, the significant error is such that I could never personally be part of the Roman Catholic Church, although there's no question whatsoever that there are wonderful Christians within Roman Catholicism. I was mentioning this on the radio, I think, earlier on this week, going to a football game at Stanford, and I met a couple who was Roman Catholic, and they were in a Bible study. We ended up going out to get something to eat, and I was absolutely taken by their commitment to the Scriptures and to Orthodoxy. So again, a true church with significant error, including purgatory, limbo, the Immaculate Conception, the Pope being able to speak ex cathedra and produce new dogma as a result of that, that's binding on the church. So a lot of errors that for me would be difficult to swallow. But again, having said that, I do know many Roman Catholics that are genuine believers in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'll be right back here Monday. More answers to your questions. So look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you for joining us today. The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recently, Time magazine noted a number of prominent evangelical churches and leaders who have reversed their positions on homosexuality. Time concluded that, quote, "change is coming to one of the last redoubts of opposition to gay marriage in America," end quote. Is modern evangelicalism on the cusp of embracing a God-ordained civil rights movement or a grotesque error masquerading as reformation? Other topics include putting race in biblical perspective, two views on human origins, how Christianity led to the rise of modern science, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices.